Morning. Today's daf in Nazir is daf Mem. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is long as Zech Nishmas Liba Gabriela Bas Shmuel. In the middle of the sixth parak of the Masechta, where the topic of discussion has been the Yisurim of a Nazir. The first five parakim of our Masechta dealt with Kabbalas HaNazir. How does a person take on Nazirus? In various scenarios that we discussed since the beginning of the Masechta, discussing ways in which a person can or cannot be a Nazir, or somewhere in between, Suffolk, becoming a Nazir. But after learning, now having gotten into the state of Nazirus, so the sixth parak now is going to talk about the Yisurim during Nazirus, and eventually at the end of the sixth parak we're going to talk about finishing and concluding a person's Nazirus. After the sixth parak, another three more parakim to go. But in the meantime, we are in the middle of the sixth parak, and we're still working off that first Mishnah. First Mishnah that takes us back, well back, to the to Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Mishnah describes the three Yisurim, excuse me, regarding a Nazir, Tumah Tiglachas, and Yotzei Min HaGefen. Nazir is not allowed to become Tumah Lameis, which is a topic coming up later in the Perek, Tiglachas, which is what we're discussing right now, and Yotzei Min HaGefen, and any grape product. Grape product is the first issue, even though it's the third issue that the Mishnah headlined, but it's the first issue that the Mishnah then went into detail in the last number of Dapim. We went into detail regarding Yotzei Min HaGefen, the Nazir's prohibition of eating grape product. In the meantime, now the Gemara turns its attention to the topic of Tiglachas. Nazir is not allowed to cut his hair. What we're going to do today is we're going to take just one small step backwards. We're going to go back from the beginning of the sugya, starting today, Tana Rabbanan, in the middle of Lamed Tes Amud Beis. We did this yesterday, but really yesterday we stopped in the middle of a sentence. So let's go back to the beginning of the sentence, read again, and start to make our way through today's daf. So, headline from the Mishnah: Nazir Shigilach Mein Betar Bein Bezugo Sheesif Sev Kol Shuv Chayef. So the Mishnah taught us that when the Nazir's prohibition of removing hair, so the Nazir is prohibited in removing hair not only through a razor, even though that's the only thing the Torah mentions, but the Mishnah mentions that one is not allowed to remove hair Bein Bezugo Sheesif Sev Kol Shuv. So, also with a pair of scissors, or sif safe, or in other words, or just a vigorous rub of the hair with your hands, manually removing hair. So that's also an issue for the Nazir to do. So Tana Rabbanan, now the Gemara is going to pick up this topic, and really the issue is that the only thing that the Torah prohibits the Nazir to do is tar, is only allowing a razor to come to his head. But the Torah doesn't mention any other form of hair removal. And that's our discussion. So the Brisa starts off Tar Ein Li Ela Tar. So if all I did was just read the Torah and all I had was Torah Shebichsav, I would have said that if you're a Nazir, the only thing you can't do is take a razor to your head. But you can go to a barber and you can get a haircut with scissors. If all I had was Torah Shebichsav, so Talosh Mireit Sif Sekoshu Minayin, how do I know that if you were Tolish, if you plucked out your hair, or mirate, or you tweezed out your hair, or sif safe, or you vigorously scrubbed your hair so that to remove hair out of your head. So minayan, how do I know that's also included in the Isra Torah? Tamalomer Karushia Gadol Perasei Rosho. Dear Rav Yoshia, Rav Yoshia says because really the objective of the Torah is hair removal, meaning the Torah gives the illustration of using a razor, but really what the Torah wants the Nazir to do is to grow out his hair. His hair is kedushin, a sanctity. Eventually, that hair is going to go be part of the Karbanos that he's going to bring at the end. And so therefore the Torah really wants you not to take off your hair as a Nazir. And so that's really what the Torah is driving at. So it's really an objective. It's really a result-based halacha. And so therefore we just don't want hair off, the Torah doesn't want hair off the head.
What the typical hair loss that everybody has, like a couple hundred strands a day without any...
Right, so that's fine. We'll discuss tomorrow's daf. We're going to be discussing combing your hair. Right, that's coming up in tomorrow's daf. So, Divrei Rabbi Yoshia, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan Omar Tar Ein Li Ela Tar Mirei Talosh Sif Sif Kol Shehu Pater. So then the Braisa brings in a dissenting opinion. Rabbi Yonasan says Ein Li Ela Tar. No, it's the Torah says razor. Torah means only razor. Mirei Talosh Sif Sif Kol Shehu Pater. And if I remove hair with any other means, so pater. Pater, of course, using our general Shabbos understanding of the word pater. Pater meaning don't do it, but you didn't violate Nisrim and the Torah. You're not going to be subject to Malchus if you do it another way. V'aksiv Karoshia. Now, to Rabbi Yonasan's opinion, so the Gemara is bothered by a simple question. Rav Yoshia seemed to have made an outstanding point, which is that there's clearly an objective in the Torah. The Torah wants the Nazir to have hair. And that's why Rav Yoshia arrived at the conclusion that the Nazir is not allowed to remove his hair with any, by any means, by any manner. What's Rav Yonasan going to do with the idea, the fact that the Torah says that we want hair? So the Im Gilech Le Betar Kamalei Ba'aseh V'lo Sa'aseh. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what Rav Yonasan is going to do. What Rav Yonasan will say is that if a Nazir were to remove his hair with a razor, so he's violating an Aseh and a Lo Sa'aseh. In other words, you're right. The point is well taken, but I'm just going to say very literally that what the Torah wants is not to cut your hair with a razor. What about the fact that the Torah says, and I want you to grow your hair? Okay. So what the Torah means is, if you cut your hair with a razor, so now you're just in violation of a lav and an aseh. Okay, period. So far now we have, Amish should give us one clear position, which is, Nazir is not allowed to remove his hair, period. Not with a razor, not with scissors, not manually. And then we just learned the Braisa. Braisa brings down a machlokas tanaim whether or not the Isser for the Nazir is all-inclusive like our Mishnah. That is Shita's Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia courts with our Mishnah. And Rabbi Yonasan, now we learned that the Braisa disagrees, and he says, no, the Isser HaTorah is only for the Nazir to shave his head with a razor. Tan Yidach, we learned in another Braisa. Tari Enli Alatar. Talish Mir Yitzif Siv Kol Shehu Minayin. So here now we're going to introduce ourselves to another Braisa. This other Braisa starts off with an opinion similar to Rabbi Yoshia, similar to our Mishnah. And that is that the Isser for the Nazir is all-inclusive. So, Talish Mir Yitzif Siv Kol Shehu Minayin. Tam Alamar Lo Yavor Rosho. So the Torah says Lo Yavor Rosho. Okay, so this Braisa generates the same halacha, but using a different strategy. In other words, the Torah says, Lo Yavar Rosho, nothing to the head. Okay. Now, Umiachash of Safin Larabbas called Avram Matam Alamatar. So, Lo Yavar Rosho. Oh, so then very simple question. Oh, okay, good. So, nothing to the head, meaning don't do anything to your head that's going to remove hair. Lo Yavar Rosho. So then, curiosity. If that's true, and that's really what the Torah is driving at, so why does the Torah then mention Tar? Right, Tar Lo Yavar Al Rosho. That seems to be now not only superfluous but misleading, because it's not true according to this Braisa. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, the Braisa says, I'll tell you why. Because a Nazir is going to get to the end of his Naziris. And at the end of the Naziris, then the Nazir is to take a razor to his head and shave his head, his entire head. And without the Torah mentioning the word Ta'ar, we never would have known that when the Nazir gets to the conclusion of his Nazirus, so he needs to use a razor. Without that, I could have said that maybe the Nazir should get just a very short haircut at the end of his Nazirus. Or maybe, it doesn't sound that pleasant, but maybe pull out all of his hair. But how do I know that he's supposed to use the razor? That's why the Torah introduces the word tar. Now, yes, it's interesting that the Torah introduces tar, not at the conclusion, at the beginning, meaning during his Nazirus, the Torah says, hey, and don't use a razor. Right, and it's as if the Torah is saving, save it for the end. Meaning, you'll need that razor, but don't use the razor. Even though, according to this Tana, you're not allowed to remove any hair during your Nazirus. But the only reason why the Torah mentions the word Ta'ar is just simply saying that when you get to the end, then you're going to need the razor. Okay, now, the Bryce's point is, without this, we never would have known that when the Nazir gets to the conclusion of Nazirus, he has to shave with a razor. And despite the fact that there are other areas in halacha, and we'll go over them today, it's really today's daf, that there are three areas in halacha where there's going to be a conclusion and there's going to be a shave. And the shave is with a razor. And one could have made the argument, which we're about to try to do, and that is, okay, even if the Torah didn't mention Tar by Nazir, we would have just used some other model in the Torah where there is a shaving, and the Torah there uses the word Tar. And now what the Gemara is going to explain to us is, you might have thought to make the argument, don't make the argument. Now here, well, let's try to learn it from Mitzara. We know that at the conclusion of a Mitzara's Tahara process, so we know he has to shave. Now, admittedly, the Mitzara, there's a very basic distinction between a Mitzara and that of a Nazir. A Nazir only shaves his head, a Mitzara shaves his whole body. But we're just talking about the mechanism and how you shave. So the Mitzara shaves through a razor. So the Gemara says that so one could have made the argument that it, just like a mitzvah has to shave with a razor, so does a nazir. So the Gemara says right away, this is still the Braisa Yev Shar. No, you can't say that. We're now on the top of Mem Amud Aleph. She'ein Dan and Kal Mechamor Lahachmir Love. Because we cannot learn out something from Kal from Chamor. In other words, the mitzvah is more chamor, so lahachmer lav, in order to be machmer on the nazir. Meaning there's something distinct and unique about a mitzvah, makes a mitzvah makes a mitzvah more machmir, and as a result of that, whatever is true by mitzvah is not true by nazir, because nazir is more lenient. What's the chumra when, as it relates to mitzvah? So the Rishonim say it's pretty straightforward. Mitzvah is to shave his whole body. So maybe when by the mitzvah, the Torah says you have to shave with a razor, but there you have to shave with your whole body. So okay, but the nazir only has to shave his head. So I can't learn from mitzvah to nazir. So the Gemara continues. Okay, so adkan divrei habraisa, not adkan. Sorry. We're not done yet. So far in the Braisa, again, same basic point in the Braisa. Nazir is not allowed to shave during his Naziris. What is he not allowed to shave with? So the Braisa says anything. He can't remove, a Nazir is not allowed to remove his hair like our Mishnah. Not with a razor, not with scissors, not manually, cannot remove his hair. The Torah says the word tar. The only reason why the Torah says the word tar is just simply so that when you get to the end, you'll know that when the Nazir does in fact have to remove his hair, he's got to use a tar, he's got to use a razor. Okay. Rabbi Omer Einu Tzarech. Rabbi says, look, all this is unnecessary. Meaning, Rabbi says, I don't need to darshan. I'm going to arrive at the same conclusion, but without the necessity of, you know, there's a tar mentioned. Yes, I know, but the tar is there for the end. Rabbi says it's all unnecessary. Why? So, Einu Tzarech Harei Omer, tar lo yavor al rosho ad melos. The Torah says that a razor is not allowed to go to his head until the malos. HaTorah Amra, Acha malos, lo titiglachas ela batar. So, the Torah is telling us that at the point of malos, meaning at the conclusion of his years, then and only then you take out the razor. Now, first of all, now I can say it. Ad kan divrei habraisa. So that's it. That's the end of the braisa. And really what's hard to do, it's hard to understand Shita's Rebbe. Rebbe seems to be repeating the exact same thing that the Tanakhama just said. Meaning the Tanakhama says that when it comes to hair removal, the Nazir is forbidden to remove his hair using any instrument, razor, scissors, or hand. Rebbe seems to be basically making the same point. And Rebbe says, and you know why the Torah says the word tar? Tar comes at the very end, because when you shave at the conclusion, then you're going to take out a razor, which is also what the Tanakhama was saying. And what did Rebbe mean when he said, Eino tzarech? Well, you know, it's not necessary. All this darshaning is not necessary. What does he mean by that? It's really not clear. Tosus explains, Tosus on the top of Mem Amud Aleph, says that the way that Rebbe understood the pasuk is in the following manner. You could skip a little bit in Tosus. We're going to start in the middle of Tosfos. Okay, lekach kasav tar de megalech betar over b'shnei lavim. Now, I'm sorry. Let me just read one more line of the Gemara, and then we're going to go back to Tosfos. So the Gemara says, lo teitiklachas el batar v'haksiv tar lo yavor rosho. So now the Gemara asks a question on Rebbe, and again, we don't fully understand Rebbe as of yet. Hopefully, in just a moment, we're going to understand Rebbe a little bit more. But the Gemara is asking now, I'm going to ask the following question against the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe says unnecessary, right? That was Rebbe's basic point. Ein tzarich, it's unnecessary. So if it's unnecessary, meaning that the Torah didn't have to say the word tar, the understanding is that a nazir is not allowed to remove his hair, period. Why does the Torah go out of its way to specify a razor? So lav or lav bishnei lavin. So the Gemara's answer is, according to Rebbe, one would be in violation of two lavin if he shaved with a razor. Now let's take a look at Tosfos, where Tosfos says, what did Rebbe mean when he said the words Eino Tzarech? So now let's go back to Tosfos. Let's again skip to the middle of the Tosfos. The first Tosfos on the Amud. So Umishani, right? It's the beginning line of the middle of the first Tosfos. Umishani lavor la bebeit lavim. Lakach kasav tar de megalech betar over b'shnei lavim. Ah, so Tosfos says, here's how Rebbe understands the pasuk. The Torah is saying the following. A person were to shave his hair while he's a nazir, during his naziris, such a person would be chayiv not one but two lavin. Mishum tar umishum ma'avirin. Because of A, he shaved with a razor, and B, he removed. The halav kai atar vekainami ashar ma'avirin. Vahavi ki'ilu kasav. Oh, so Tosfos is now going to explain. When Rebbe saw the pasuk, what did Rebbe say? Rebbe see? He saw basically two phrases in the Torah conflated into one phrase. What Rebbe saw was have a ki'ilu kasav. It's as if the Torah says tar lo yavor da'oso loshen kai lefanav ula acharav. Okay, let's take a look at the pasuk inside. Let's see the pasuk as Rebbe saw the pasuk. It's one pasuk. It's perek vav pasuk A. So the Torah says, I'm in the pasuk right now. I'm reading from the Chumash. So kol yemei neder nizrao during the days of his nazirus tar lo yavor al rosho. So ad melos hayamim until you get to the end of days. Asher yazir l'Hashem kadosh yeh gadel peros al rosho. So Rebbe says that we have this expression lo yavor. So according to Rebbe, Tosfos understanding, according to Rebbe, that word lo yavor really is modifying the words before it and the words after it. Meaning, let's read again. Kol yemei neder nizrao ta'ar lo yavor. Okay, that's one phrase. During your nazirus, don't take a razor to your head. Okay, and then what we're going to do is back up again, read those two words again. Lo yavor al rosho. And don't let anything pass over your head in order for you to remove your hair. Oh, so Rebbe says, that's a simple pshat in the Torah. Again, simple pshat. Basically, we're taking two words and we're basically modifying it. We're using it. We're double dipping.
Isn't it the same thing, though?
No, so what Rebbe's understanding is lo yavor arosho without the word tar. Lo yavor arosho just simply means don't put anything to your head. Not razor, not scissors, not your hands. Don't put anything to your head. So lo yavor arosho. And then tar lo yavor. And don't use a razor. And now you understand what the Gemara was asking. The Gemara is saying, really, that's interesting. So now, right, so basically, Ben, the Gemara is asking your question. So now what the Gemara is asking is, what just happened over there? So a Nazir uses a razor. So now what? So now Rebbe will tell you, okay, you're right. Meaning a Nazir uses a razor, you know what the Torah is driving at? He's violating two lavim. It's not an exciting answer, but that's what Rebbe's doing with the Torah. Rebbe's basically taking that phrase and understanding that lo yavor is being used twice, it's being modified twice.
Because he's using one instrument, in particular this instrument?
Yes, correct. Yes.
How do we know that someone needs a razor? Oh,
very good. Okay, stay tuned. Coming up in the discussion, right? What the sense you got from the Gemara that we did previously is it was obvious that a Mitzvah needs to use a razor, but we can't learn Nazir from Mitzvah.
You can learn Mitzvah from Nazir, though.
Well, hold on 1 second. That's coming up. Okay, period. Adkan, that is the Brisa. And again, everything we just learned this morning is basically driving at the same point, the following point. Which is that as it relates to a Nazir, Nazir cannot remove his hair. There's one Tana, which we saw in the beginning of today's daf, who doesn't agree with this approach, but the approach that we're about to say is the Mishnah and Rebbe Yoshia and both opinions in the Brisa that we just learned, and that is a Nazir is not allowed to remove his hair, not with a razor, not with any other piece of equipment, including his own hands. A Nazir is not allowed to remove his hair. It is an Issa D'Oraisa for him to do so. How do we arrive at that conclusion, even though the Torah says the word tar? Good. So that is the those are the different shades of Tanayim that we just learned, various approaches in terms of how to understand the word tar, the Torah's usage of the word tar, even though it's not limited to the tar, that's fine. But anyway, but the halacha is the accepted halacha is that a nazir is not allowed to remove his hair, and that's an iser in the Torah if he were to do so. Amar Rav Chisda. We now start off in the Gemara. We're on the top of, towards the top of Mem Amud Aleph, and it's about six lines down. The Gemara now is going to rattle off three halachas in the name of Rav Chisda. Where does he get these halachas from? He's an Amara. So Tosfos says this is halacha, meaning Tosfos' usage of the word halacha. Tosfos, by the way, Divra Amaschel Listor, right? The fourth Tosfos down in the Amud. Right, so Tosfos writes, "V'kulan hein halacha b'nazir shalom atzina b'hem tam." Meaning, there's not going to be much of an explanation for these halachas, and Rav Chisda rattles them off as if, like, you know, they're known. So Tosfos says, yeah, correct. Meaning when you see that in the Gemara, so that's a good heads up that this is halach l'moshe m'sinai. Okay, the you know, where it's hard to give a rhyme or reason to these halachas. Let's go. Number one, lilkos ba'achas. Okay. We now know that Nazir cannot remove a hair from his head. Well, I gave away the answer. Sorry. Okay. I was supposed to say hair. A Nazir is not allowed to remove hair from his head. How much hair is a Nazir removing from his head? Where at that point in time now he's subject to Malkus. Okay. I gave away the answer. As does Rav Chista. Lilkos ba'achas. One hair. Of the many hairs that we have on our head, so the one hair, deliberate, intentional removal of one hair from his head, is going to be subject to Malkus. Okay, la'akev b'shtayim. Next, the let's say he gets to the end of Naziris. Now again, like we just got done describing, really, as much as he's not allowed to shave his hair during his Naziris, when he gets to the end of his Naziris, so there. You go the other direction. He needs to shave his hair. Now, how much of his hair does he need to shave? So, nearly all of it. In fact, that's the second halacha of Rav Chista. La'akev, meaning, if he, let's say, leaves a little bit of his hair, no good. What does that mean, a little bit? Shtayim. Two hairs. Meaning, the leaving of two hairs, obviously two or greater, the leaving of two hairs in his head means that he did not successfully fulfill the mitzvah in the Torah of shaving his hair at the end of his Naziris, and so therefore it's ma'akev, holds back, meaning that he has not concluded his Naziris. Okay, and listor, now, what about soser? This is an idea that we described a little bit earlier in the perek, and that is that if a nazir were to shave his head during his Naziris, it's soser. It knocks off the days. Now, remember, we spent some time with this earlier in the Masechta, earlier in the Perek, I should say, and that is, when we say soser, it's not like Tumas Meis, right? This is Tosfos' understanding. It's not like Tumas Meis. Tumas Meis, really, it's a total erasing of the days that he counted earlier, and he's got to count again. When the Nazir has a haircut or a shave during his Naziris, so it's not the pshat, says Tosfos, that the days that he counted are zero. It's just that when he gets to the end of his Naziris, he needs a 30-day growth. So it just simply means that you're going to need to count 30 days in order to have a 30-day growth at the end. Right? And Tosfos says that was the pshat that we learned earlier, which is that the person becomes a Nazir for 30 days, and and that was at the tail end of his Naziris, so either he or somebody else shaved his hair. So what did the Mishnah teach us? That he's got to count another 30 days. Not because he lost the first 30 days, although he did, but just simply because he needs a 30-day growth at the end. But Tosfos points out, let's say somebody shaved his head on day 20. So now he got 10 more days. Those 10 days that he has at the end count. They're good. It's just that he needs another 20 days. Anyway, just a reminder of what we learned earlier. Anyway, Lister and Asosa Ela Barov Rosho. Okay. And what do you get to this point now where you got to, it's going to be Sosa, meaning you're going to have to wait till you have a 30-day growth. That's if the majority of your head has been shaven. Okay, so three halachas by Rav Chista again. Halacha number one, when are you going to be subject to Malkus? When the Nazir deliberately cuts off one hair. Halacha number two, at the conclusion of the Naziris, Nazir has to shave off all of his hair. If he just misses two strands of hair, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah at the conclusion of the Naziris, and he's got to go back and get at those two hairs. At least one of those two. And finally, the third halacha of Rav Chista is that we said that a Nazir is soser if he gets a shave, and that means shaving of the majority of his head. Okay. El Barov Rosho, Uvatar. So, Batar Yim Bimina Achmin Alo. Sorry, I should have emphasized that last word. Uvatar. And Rav Chista says, and oh, by the way, all this is only when performed with a razor. So the Gemara says, what? What about what we just learned together? Batar Yim Bimina Achmin Alo. What do you mean? When we're talking about the Isser of the Nazir removing his hair, so again, with one exception, most every Tana is of the opinion that Nazir is not allowed to remove his hair using any means. So why did Rav Chista end off with the words bitar, using a razor? Ela ema keintar. Oh, so Rav Chista says, you're right. It has to be keintar, meaning in order to be subject to the violation of hair removal, the nazir has to remove his hair the same way a razor would, meaning close to the root, as close to the root as possible. So, in other words, if a nazir trims his hair, he's not allowed to do that, but he's not going to be subject to malchus. Taina mehachi, the Gemara quotes the Braisa, nazir shetal shmir tzitzif kol shu'eino soser ela berov rosho uvitar. So now the Gemara is going to quote a Braisa, and the Braisa is going to be a validation of that which Rav Chista already taught us. And again, according to Tosos, he really didn't need a validation, because what he was saying was halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, but at least now we have a little corroboration on the part of the Braisa. Braisa says that if a nazir were to remove his hair, he's not soser until he removes the majority of the hair on his head. Uvitarin, using a razor. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Kishem sh'shtei sa'aros ma'akevas bo, kach sh'tei sa'aros sosos bo. Just like two hairs is going to hold him back from successfully concluding his nazirus, so too are two hairs going to be soser, meaning he's going to need to count again. So Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama and by extension Rav Chista as well, and Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that even if the nazir deliberately takes out two of his hairs, that's it. He's got to count 30 days once again. And again, by the way, just I don't mean this is an issue which we just tackled recently. If Tosis is right and this is halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, then the Rambam says that there's no argument by halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, and here we find that there's a debate regarding halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Okay. Anyway, an issue we touched on earlier. Okay. I suppose, but the okay. Tanan Hassam. We are now learning a Mishnah together. This is a Mishnah from Masechta Negayim, Seder Taharos. The daf doesn't cover it. The daf only covers one Masechta and all Seder Taharos, Masechta Nida, and the rest of the Masechtos and Seder Taharos. That's homework for us. You know, for those of us who learn the daf Yomi, I have a lot of homework to do. So Shosha Magalchim V'Tiglachtan Mitzvah. So the Mishnah teaches us that three people are shaving, and in doing so are fulfilling a mitzvah in the Torah. And they are Nazir, Mitzvah, V'Leviim. Okay, so three individuals shave, and shaving are fulfilling a mitzvah in the Torah. V'kulin shegilchu shelo b'tar, o shesharu shesarus lo asav lo klom. And the Mishnah Mitzvah says, and two things about the shave. Number one, it's got to be with a razor. Number two is that you can't leave two or more hairs over. If you missed on either one of these, lo asav lo klum, it says if you did nothing, says the Mishnah, you did not fulfill the mitzvah in the Torah of Tiglachas. Okay.
There's no principle of Rabbah.
Yeah. Right. In other words, again. Now, right. And that may be what's behind Tosus when Tosus says, look, and you know, you could try to give an explanation, but Tosus says, no, it's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Okay, it doesn't.
That's why
it could be. That's what Tosas means when he says Shalom Etzino Bam Tam, meaning if we apply the I'm injecting a little bit into Tosas, but basically what Tosas is saying is if you apply the regular rules of halacha, you know, you come out with a different conclusion. But okay, that's the halacha as it relates to the shaving of these three. Let's go over one of them, which has not been come up yet in conversation in the perek, and that's the Levi, the Leviim. The inauguration of the Leviim had two what we would call oddities, not oddities or mitzvos, but I'm saying things that would seem to be unusual. Number one is that the Levi has to shave his entire body. Okay, and look at the Mefarshim and Chumash who give. Who try to give some explanation in terms of why that should be. But the Leviim at the point of inauguration are to shave their entire body.
You read
my mind. And the what makes this unusual is that the Mishnah Negayim is speaking about it as if this is halacha that, you know, will have long-lasting ramifications, really. This happened one time historically. This happened in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Ches. So there is no long-lasting ramifications. This is a one-time deal. And in general, and the Rambam writes this as his klalim. The Rambam counts all 613 mitzvahs in the Torah, but before doing so, he introduces us to basically 14 rules. Here are the 14 rules in which, if it doesn't comply with one of these rules, I'm not counting as a mitzvah. Basic rule of the Rambam, can't be a mitzvah de Rabbanan. Right? I'm not counting that, meaning it's a mitzvah, but I'm not counting that 613. Another rule of the Rambam, it's got to be a mitzvah ladaros. It's got to be a mitzvah for all generations. So even though there are, quote-unquote, mitzvos in the Torah, but mitzvos that are a one-time deal, mitzvos that aren't ladori doros, that aren't for all future generations. And therefore the Rambam says you don't count that as a mitzvah. So it is a little bit strange that the Mishnah in Nagayim includes the Leviim as, yeah, here's one of the three. Got to shave with a razor. Can't leave two hairs behind. Okay, so it's a little bit unusual. And by the way, it's going to become more unusual because the Gemara is going to generate halacha based on the Leviim, as we'll see in just a moment. So let's go forward. Amar Shlosha Megachim V'Tiglachas Mitzvah. So three people are shaving, and by doing so, they're fulfilling a mitzvah. Pshita, the Gemara says, seems to be obvious. Meaning, once the Torah instructs, isn't that a mitzvah? So, Mao detema mishum avuri sarahu ve'afilu sachnasha kamashmalan delo. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, as a hava mina, well, here's what we would have said. We would have said that, yeah, the Torah says shave with a razor, although, as we'll see in a moment, the Torah doesn't say that clearly in all three of these places. But the Torah says shave with a razor, and what I would have thought maybe is that the Torah, like we mentioned earlier, is really result-based. Meaning, what the Torah just simply wants, hair removal. And if you smear some sort of cream that removes hair, all right, so that's also okay, right? The Torah is just giving an example. Use the razor. So that's what the Mishnah in the Nagayim is teaching us. Number one, it's a mitzvah to do so with a razor, and it's a mitzvah to do so with a razor, specifically a razor. Next. So the Gemara says, okay, now let's go step by step. When it comes to the Nazir, so the Gemara says, I know that a Nazir has to shave with a razor because it says regarding a Nazir, while you're a Nazir, don't shave with a razor. And like we said earlier in today's daf, and what the Torah is driving at is, save the razor for the end. Meaning, don't use the razor now. Well, actually, don't use anything now. But when you get to the end, so use a razor. So it's not super explicit, but at least the Torah mentions razor as it relates to the Nazir. And regarding the Levim there, Torah couldn't be more explicit. Torah says regarding the Levi, that a razor is to go to their entire body. So again, Levi, like the Mitzora, shaves their entire body. Ela Mitzora Betar Minalan. Oh, by the way, I mentioned earlier that there are two things that are unusual by the Leviim. The other thing is the Tenufa. Do you know that's part of the inauguration ceremony of the Leviim? So they also go through a waving. Sounds a little strange. You know what I mean by waving? Meaning, right, correct. Correct. Means Moshe Rabbeinu pick them up and wave them. Right, the beginning of Parshas Baaloscha. The Perek Ches, I'll start in Pasuk Tes. V'kraftas Levim lifnei Olmo, v'kaltas kol das b'nei Yisrael, v'kraftas Levim lifnei Hashem, v'samchu b'nei Yisrael, s'yedeim al Levim. So there's smicha. It's as if, I mean, this is the kind of thing that you usually do with a karban. Right, smicha, you put your hands on it, so they're putting their hands on the Levim. Levim are not going to be offered, but right, that's the sense that we get. Next pasuk, ve'inif Aaron es Levim tenufa lifnei Hashem, and Aaron is going to wave the Levim. Rashi over there in Chumash writes, k'derech she'asher mitzora taron tenufa chai. So the shalosh tenufa is nemar b'parsha zur rishon lifnei kas l'kach nemar behem. Okay, I'm getting too far in. But anyway, there's a tenufa. There's a waving of the Levim. There are three times in the psukim it's mentioned. And the Levim obviously are a replacement of the Bechor. Okay. Anyway, back to our discussion on the Gemara. So let's go again. I'm sorry, I should have mentioned that earlier. So when it comes to the Nazir, let's just back up so we have everything organized. When it comes to the Nazir, the Torah says the word tar. When it comes to the Levim, the Torah also uses the word tar. Ve'avir tar kol b'saram. Ela mitzor b'tar minala. Okay, good. Now this is a point that Danny raised a moment ago, and that is, Where does it say that Metzorah has to shave with a razor? Shaving, fine. Razor doesn't mention it. So how do you know that the Metzorah needs to be done with a razor? So the Gemara says, okay, so maybe being enough. Maybe, well, the Torah says that we're tar by Levim, so therefore we're going to extend it to the Metzorah. Malavim she came to an intiglachas ve intiglachsam elabitar. Afani avias the Metzorah she would tell intiglachas ve intiglachto elabitar. So the Gemara says, okay, so maybe we'll just learn out through what we would call a simple binyanav. The Gemara says, ikal mefrach. The Gemara says, no, it's not. If it's a binyanav, so we know. Only if they are similar in halacha, so then we can learn one from the other. But once there's a notable distinction between them, we can't do that. And the Gemara says, Malavin, she can't tune into Nufa, Bekufam. Aaron is going to lift up the Levium and wave the Levium. We don't have that by the Mitzorah. So, Tomer Mitzorah de lo, Ela Tesimi Nazir. So the Gemara says, okay. So, why don't we create a binyanav from Nazir? Mala Nazir, she can't carbon, Tom Lechem. So the Gemara says, you can't learn from Nazir. Because, I'm sorry, Tomer bin Mitzorah de lo, you can't learn now from Nazir because we know that when it comes to the Nazir, Nazir has a requirement of lechem. Meaning, in addition to the karbanos that the Nazir brings, he's also going to have lechem. Mincha that comes together with the karbanos, which is not, it's not a total anomaly, but it's unusual. And the Mitzorah doesn't have it. So I could have made the argument that, since you see that there are specific aspects, details to the Nazir, so maybe the Torah over there says that the Nazir has to shave with a razor. But I can't extrapolate from there to go towards the halachas of Mitzorah. So, Elamichad Eloasia Taisim Mitarvayun. So, at this point in time, so you've been in the daf long enough, you know that, good, you can't learn that from one. So, Binyan Av Mishneik Suvim. So now let's try to learn from two. Me'ai Taisi, Taisi, Malavim, Malavim, Shekin, Tunin, Tufa, Begufan. Nazir Yochiach. So here we go. So we're going to basically bounce between Nazir and Levium. So I can't learn out from Levium because they have Tanufa Begufam. So Nazir Chiyach, good. So let's bounce to Nazir. Nazir doesn't have Tanufa. Mal Nazir Shekin Karbonatan Lechem. Oh yeah, but Nazir has got Lechem. So Levium Yochichu. So we'll bounce back to Levium because Levium don't have Lechem. V'chazer Adin La Rizek Rizev La Rizek Rizev Tzadashav Shabahem Shein Tunin Teglachas V'Teglach Tam Betar. At least there's a Tzadashav. There's a common denominator between the two. And so if you look at the common denominator of Levium and Nazir, so they both have the requirement of shaving. The Torah in both places says use a razor. So afani avisa mitzorah shu'utan tiglachas v'tiglachto bitar. And so there, maybe also there could be, not it could be, but the requirement would be that the mitzorah also needs to use a razor. So Amalei Rava mi barnis lo ravashi v'lifruch malata hashav shebehen. So the Gemara continues this discussion. Rava min Barnash poses to Rav Ashi a pircha, and that is, even as we look at the common denominator, I still don't buy it. Mala tzarashav shabahem shekain top of now mem amud beis ein karbano bedalos tomar b'mitzara shekarbano bedalos. So the Gemara says, okay, but still, even as I try to combine Nazir and Levium in order to form this binyanav, mishnei suvim, but still, when all said and done, there's something unusual about the Mitzorah that you don't have neither by Nazir nor by Levium, and that is carbon bedalos. A Mitzorah has a, it's funny, it's not a chomerah, but it's an unusual aspect, which is that the carbon fluctuates based on the economic status of the Mitzorah. Meaning that if the Mitzorah can afford, he'll buy animals. If the Mitzorah can't afford, so then he'll get birds. So the Torah allows there to be a fluctuation of karbanos based on his economic ability. That's not true by the Levium, and that's not true by a Nazir. There's a standard and only one type of karban that can be brought by Levium and Nazir. So the Gemara says, even through the combination of the two, the Gemara says it's not a good limud. Amalei Rava bar Meshasha LaRava Haitana Mikara Amar. So now Rava bar Meshasha makes the following observation. Wow, this Mitzorah thing is confusing, because if you remember all the way back to the beginning of today's daf, what did the Gemara attempt to do? The Gemara said, you know, the Nazir needs to shave his hair with a razor. How do I know that? Well, I can't learn it from Mitzara. That was the first thing, one of the first things we saw in today's daf. You look back on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, at the last lines of Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara over there says that Mitzara Efshar. Well, you know, you can't learn out from Mitzara because Ein Dan Kal Mechamor Lachmir Lav, because, you know, Mitzara is much more machmir. There's a shave of the whole body, the Nazir only shaves the head. So the starting point of today's daf was, well, we want to learn out from Mitzora, but you know, we can't. And then what did we spend the last 10 minutes doing? Trying to learn the Mitzora from Nazir and from the Levium. Like, what just happened? Right? Are we learning from Mitzora? Are we learning towards Mitzora? And that's confusing, and Rava Bar Misharsha makes exactly that point. So, a second line down, Amem Amdeves, Amalei Rava, Bar Misharsha, La Rava, Haitan Amikara, Amar Lamda Mitzora, Yev Shoshin Dana Kamechamar, Lachmir Lav, the Hada Amar, and then the Gemara goes on to say, Nalef Medina, Umidina Nami Lo Yalef. You know, we try to learn to the Mitzora, not from, but to the Mitzora, and oh, by the way, it went unsuccessful. Meaning, we couldn't even do that. So, but basically, I'm confused. Are we learning from the Mitzvah or are we learning to the Mitzvah? So the Gemara says, whether Mitzvah is being learned from or being learned towards is actually a machlokes tanaim. And we're about to explain. Did not. We have the following Mishnah. Mishnah Makos talks about the prohibition for the men to shave with a razor. It's in the Torah for men to shave with a razor. The Mishnah says that it's what you would call a standard lav, subject to Makos, and the third parak of Masechta Makos talks about the Isser in the Torah of shaving with a razor. So, Eino Chayv Al Shei Katana Batar. So, according to the Tanakama, the violation of this Isser is only when somebody shaves his face with a razor. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, I feel a little bit malakid for hitting Chayv. And Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion, you know, even if you use other devices, instruments, right? They're talking about basically the plane that the carpenter uses to shave the wood. Right. It may be a close shave. It certainly doesn't sound like a comfortable shave. But anyway, Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that even if you use other instruments to remove the hair from your face, you're also going to be chayv. That's also a violation of the Isser Torah. My time out the Rabbanan, what's behind the shita of the Chachamim D'Tanya? So the Gemara quotes, Zikano. This is as it relates to the Kohanim. Kohanim are not allowed to shave their beard. Zikano, that's by the Mitzora. Because, now that I have the psukim straight, the first zikano of that line of Gemara, that's in Vayikra Yodala, that's by the Mitzora. Meaning that's the Torah's clear instruction that the Mitzora at the conclusion of his tzaras has got to shave his whole body, and then the Torah highlights, oh, and your zikana as well. Your beard's got to go as well. Why does the Torah have to say that? Meaning once the Torah says shave your whole body, your face is included. So, Lefisha Nemar. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why the Torah has to say that. Lefisha Nemar, Fazekanam lo yigalechu, because regarding the Kohanim, okay, now that's correct. Right? Perek Chav Aleph. So, by the Kohanim, it says, Fazekanam lo yigalechu, yachol afilu mitzora kein. Well, the Torah says, you know, that by the Kohanim, and by the way, it's true by everyone, the Torah highlights the Kohanim, we'll talk more about that tomorrow, but by the Kohanim, the Torah says, you're not allowed to shave your beard. So, I might have thought that if a Kohen has Saras, so I would have said that, look, the Kohen is basically faced with the following dilemma. Here I am a Kohen, I'm not allowed to shave my beard, and meanwhile, I'm a Mitzora, now I got to shave my face. I'm sorry, I got to shave my whole body. I'll tell you what, maybe it means shave my whole body, sans my beard. Because the Torah says I'm not allowed to shave my beard. So, Yachlaf ila Mitzora kein, tamalam zikano. That's what the Torah is telling us by the Mitzora. Torah is telling the Mitzora, I know in general you're not allowed to shave your beard, you shave your beard. Okay. And how do I know that specifically with a razor? So because it says regarding the regarding the iser of shaving your beard, that you're not allowed to cut the corners of your face, meaning your beard. So I might have thought that this would be true if I just take scissors. So the Torah says, no, you're not allowed to destroy. So I might have thought that, well, if I use an instrument, right, the carpenter's plane, in order to destroy the hair on your face, you'd be chayv tamalam. Ufaz deganam lo yigalechu. So the Torah says, no, giluach. It's got to be a shave. Ha ketzad. So basically, we're looking for something that is both a teglachas and hashchata, something that shaves and destroys. So ezu giluach sheish ba hashchata aviyamer zetar. Okay, the razor. The razor is the instrument where gets the closest to your face. Right, shaves the hair as closest to the root, and you know it's destructive. Meaning you're taking a razor and you're running it down your face. So it's the razor and it's only the razor. So what did you see from all this? You saw from all this that it was a davar pashut according to the chachamim that the kohanim's prohibition and by extension all of our prohibitions is to shave with a razor. As it relates to the mitzvah, the Torah goes out of its way to say, you got to do it. Meaning, even though you're generally prohibited to take a razor and move it and shave your face, you got to do it. And the iser of shaving is only with a razor. So if the iser of shaving is only with a razor, so the mitzvah for the mitzvah is therefore going to be only with a razor. Okay. That was a long run-on sentence to get to the point, but now we got to the point. The only thing that a mitzvah can use in order to shave is with a razor. So the Gemara asks a simple question. So the Gemara now asks a question, and with this question we'll leave ourselves off for tomorrow's daf, and that is the following. Maybe this entire construct is not correct. Maybe, as it relates to the prohibition of hair removal for Kohanim and for the rest of us, you can't use a razor. Maybe the mitzvah for the mitzvah is the mitzvah can use whatever, a razor, a carpenter's plane. Maybe the Torah is just simply saying, and the mitzvah could also use a razor. Maybe that's what the Torah means. Okay, so we'll leave ourselves off with that question. The Gemara is going to give two answers. We'll see the two answers tomorrow. Tomorrow's a short daf. Okay, but we'll pick it up tomorrow with this Q&A.